right, Axe, we are hanging with a band from Blackstone Cherry, of course, supporting that new album. Tell me a little bit about that. It's been out a year now, hasn't it?
It has been. We are just now celebrating the year release of it, which is crazy because it literally feels like yesterday. We were overseas when the album came out. We were doing a tour overseas, and we were playing in London the night it came out. And we were talking on the bus just yesterday about it. It's like, it's crazy that it feels like it was yesterday, but it's already been a year. But man, we're really proud of it. And it's just good to still be on tour promoting it after all this time.
Of course, you did a bunch of dates this year with Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top. So how was that?
That was amazing. We have gotten to tour with the Skynyrd guys for several years, going back all the way to like 2008. And then this was the first time we got to do with the pairing of them and ZZ. So it was just, you know, a dream come true for us because obviously two of our huge influences. So they took us under our wing, and it was just, fantastic. You know, you're playing all these big arenas, and then we play our set, and then you go, and then you get to go out front and watch two of your favorite bands play. So it was an amazing tour. It was over too soon. It lasted about 2 months, but it's one of those you're having so much fun that you just didn't want it to end.
Yeah. So you guys had not been on the road with ZZ Top before, am I correct?
No, we'd just done a couple select shows. Like right. We played in Louisville with them at Iroquois Park, and then we played in Bowling Green.
Right.
At the Hot Rod Stadium.
That, I remember that several years ago.
But never like an official tour.
That's cool. So tell us a little bit about some new music that you guys got coming up. Have you guys been working on some stuff? Have you been on the road?
Yeah, we're on the road right now. We're writing new music. We'll probably start working on something next year. We do have one more single that we're putting out in the 1st of October, which is, well, that's coming up very soon, which is crazy to think. But it's the last single we're going to put out off this new album, and it's a different take on it. It has a little feature on there from somebody, so I don't want to give it away yet, but it's something that we haven't done before, but we're very excited about. So that's going to be good to get one more song off the album released, and then the end of October we go, and we're going to, of course, being inducted to the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame, which is a huge honor. So we're just thrilled about that, and then literally the next day, we get on a plane and we fly to Europe and do a European tour. So we've definitely got our work cut out for us.
Busy in 2024 for Blackstone Cherry. So,
yeah.
Ben, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today. And good luck on everything heading down the road. We hope to see you soon.
Thank you, buddy. Always great to talk to you.